Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but we are sitting by some dude's pool. And I don't know why, and you're going to have to excuse me for a minute because I forgot my show notes.
You forgot your what?
They're over there. Cover me for a second. I'll be. Oh,
what type God. Of internet what? Radio what show is this?
What kind of buffoonery?
The host just leaves.
Oh, sorry, folks. I came unprepared today.
Well. Hey, cover me. I got to go.
Hey, so before we start the show, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm not here today.
Hey, did Little D take over Cordy's body?
You know what?
That's some Little D stuff.
It's the friend Hamaka.
Oh, it's the miracle.
The miracle of friend Hanukkah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as Fata Claus. That was worth it, wasn't it?
No.
That was worth it.
No, it wasn't.
So worth it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. We are live streaming from the house that Smedley built, literally outside his pool. Everything about Christmas that you know, we just threw those rules right out of the rule book and don't care anything about anybody has to say about anything at all.
What?
Yes.
Thank you. There's a pool behind us.
There is.
Behind
is
who?
Behind.
I'm trapped in this room that lasers are hidden.
You are.
Like, I am trapped by myself in a room with lasers. Where are you guys even at?
Joy Washington off the Facebook says, hey, did you guys switch to Sundays? No, Joy. This is just a special Christmas broadcast just for ye.
Ooh.
Because this is our friend Christmica special and poolside special. So we're just doing it on a Sunday. Because it's our way of saying Merry Crimba to all of ye that are out there today.
All ye
faithful.
Joyful and
triumphant. Okay, I do know
joyful because Joy asked the question.
Oh, I see what she did there.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Another miracle.
All right, do we have any Christmas music? I feel like telling a Christmas story.
I don't know. I don't think we have any Christmas music.
And it's so funny because the homeowner that has allowed us to be here is just kind of sitting here off to the side, amply waiting for us to actually say something to him. But we're not going to go to him yet.
He's all excited, so too. He's all excited.
So he's just sitting there with a microphone that's not even on. The mic's not on. All right.
Aw, man.
All right, boys. Let's tell a Christmas story. Have you ever done this where you tell a story line by line?
Not really, no.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'll start it off. Then we'll go to DA, and then we'll go to DT, and then back to me until we finish the line. And then we'll give our homeowner, John, the kicker.
Okay.
All right.
Into the show. Okay? Can we do it that way?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even know what's going on.
You don't even know what's going on. That's fine. It's just a radio show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the holiday season, and I'll start the story off.
That was a sexy transition.
T'was the night before Christmas, and all around the pool.
Oh, people were singing, and the dog started to drool.
There was a guy in a box. Alone by himself.
He looked like hell. He was a broke ass elf.
The elf popped up, but he was 7'5".
That's not an elf. That's Mr. T, you jive.
So he leaped from his chair and knocked over a table.
Which way are we swinging it? Oh, okay. And then he said, hey, this isn't no fable.
I pity the fool who don't think I'm cool.
I'll kick your ass. I'll throw you in the pool.
I'm on Fat Guy Radio Show. That's a big bare ass moon.
Now have you some ribs, you dumbass fool.
So he climbed from his chair because he heard a loud noise.
I'm just cooling out, just chilling with my boys. This is turning into a rap song. It's easy.
And then...
And then...
That was my line. And then...
He said, wait, just a minute. There's something on my roof.
Oh, the music stopped. So I was like, okay, are we throwing it for the kicker? Oh, there's something on the roof. It was Black Santa. He was trying to get in and snoop.
But though it wasn't Santa, it was more like E-40.
So he looked at his watch and he said, it's 2:30.
2:30. It was 2 p.m, so he looked a little suspicious. So he just got on his Instagram and started liking pictures.
That did not rhyme.
I wasn't trying to rhyme anymore. I'm tired of rhyming.
Of big butts and small butts and all butts alike.
To all, I'll give you a fright.
But then he remembered it's Christmas, so I'm not trying to scare. I just want to give you some nair.
And a venereal dessert.
Some nair and derriere. Let's clear the air.
And now this is going to be really good. John, bring us on home. John, stop somehow. The music.
Finish that somehow.
So please don't stare at my wide derriere.
Drop the bomb. Fat Guy Radio Show.
What do you hate most about the holidays?
Wrapping presents. You?
My family.
I don't know how anyone can get in this spirit around here.
Come on, guys. All the spirit you need is right here. Can I get an amen?
One thing about Turk, he's always been good at rallying people.
Congregation, I said, can I get an amen? Amen! Tis the season of giving, y'all. Yeah. And what better place to give than right here at Sacred Heart?
Yeah. Lovest thou me, then feed my sheep.
Well, right here at Sacred Heart, we are not only gonna feed his sheep,
but we gonna clothe them. And we gonna bathe them.
And we gonna cut them open.
And then we gonna stitch them right back together.
Singing today.
True. Live from the house that Smedley built, it's Fat Guy Radio Show's friend Chris Mahanaga Poolside Special, featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. And now, the man known as the fourth ho in your Christmases ho. Here is your host, Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, and Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's up, Doug?
And Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
We welcome your, for our live stream viewers, we welcome your interaction, comments on Facebook Live, or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs on Twitter. We also want to chill with you all week long, so search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Mrs. C's at TasteMrs.com. You want real food with the taste and flavors you grew up on? Foods that make you remember good times, memories of mom, grandma, aunties, sisters, and cousins who all prepared the food with love? You'll find it at Mrs. C's. Miss C's is serving up the best Southern food in all of Arizona and beyond. Miss C's isn't just another catering company. Owner and operator Pam Coleman, also known as Miss C, is cooking real food for real people. Learn about Miss C's and book your next party, business event, or dinner by visiting TasteMissC's.com. That's TasteMissC's.com, and get started by clicking Let's Eat. Miss C's Southern Cooking, proud to sponsor this special holiday Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, 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 boys.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh boy. Do we or do we not have a packed full show for everybody today, gentlemen, gentlemen?
Oh, we so packed.
It is a, packed, fun show. It's going to be a great, fun-filled, almost two-hour program.
What? Whoa,
what? Almost. Yeah, DA, you had the energy drink for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
You definitely need it. And good job to our homeowner for getting the dog from away from the wire as well.
Shout out.
This is just proof that we are literally outside. It's starting to get a little chilly.
Yeah.
Out here next to a pool that has to be a good 30 degrees right now.
Oh, man.
Let's check the weather right now, ladies and gentlemen, here where we are located.
It's FIFO.
It is 64 degrees out at 6:13 at night. And it's a little chilly. My hands are a little cold.
Yeah, the weather outside is frightful.
And that's funny that 64 degrees is chilly to us when in Alaska is like -3.
That is so true, because Arizona, we can't handle the cold.
Nah.
We can't handle the black, cold. So it's even worse.
Even worse, doubly. Does it even snow in Africa anywhere?
No.
I don't think so.
Do they even know it's Christmas in Africa?
Well, I think they have...
Well, I mean, the rains over Africa helped out.
Yeah, because I come from a land down under. Oh, crap. That's Australia, not Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. Wrong country.
I boobled it. Well, holy ho, ho, ho. It's cold and we're outside next to a pool in Far East Phoenix at the house that Smedley built. Good friends and supporters of the show, John and Nikki, have allowed us to come and take over their residence. And we've been here since Thursday night.
Yeah.
Setting everything up.
Drinking.
With toothpicks. Drunk, naked, passed out in the pool.
Yeah.
Someone may still be in the pool right now. We're not completely sure.
I'm not sure they're alive.
But we want to take a moment just to say hello to our friend, John, who is currently distracted by all the shiny objects.
Like, am I on the screen?
You're on the radio.
Am I on now?
That thing you're holding is a microphone. You want to put that up to your lips there.
Is now the time?
To it. Yeah,
am I on now?
Now is the time. Now, you do your best to not get dumped, because we are live, and it's your house, and I understand it. So, let me give you a little background. I've been friends with one Mr. John for, good Lord, how long?
Since 2011.
Since 2011, we've been friends, and you've been... That was almost the same...
No, you were friends with before that.
Yeah,
you
because...
Because you were friends before there was one.
Yes.
Before there was two.
Children.
When there was just one.
Yeah, when there was just one, and he was just halfway there.
And he was, like, born a toddler.
Yeah,
he was
halfway
like,
out.
Crawled out with, like, his legs.
Like, Dan, do you have video?
It was, no, it was 10... 10 I was going to say 10 feet.
Yeah,
it was a giant.
Was it Mr. T?
It was Mr. T.
It was Mr. T. Mr. T.
You might want to get a DNA check.
So we're talking about the babies. John has three tiny humans, and it was when the first tiny human was halfway out.
He was 10 pounds.
And he was 10 pounds, 14 ounces, yeah. And 10 feet tall.
Like 26 inches long.
Yeah. Yeah, he, that like, thing. He like, hold that right fit, into that mic.
Couldn't even talk. He couldn't even like fit into like regular size diapers. He was like, he had to be fit into like the 1 month diapers.
Dang.
Yeah, and like the nurse baby. Was just like, oh my god, he's enormous. Like that's what she said.
But you've allowed us to come. You've allowed us nice. To come in and take over your back patio on yes. this beautiful hillside home in Northeast Phoenix, and joining us later on the show. Will be one Mrs. C. The barbecue queen herself will be feeding us, boys.
Hot.
We're going to be feeding us. And feeding John and his lovely, what would you title?
She's my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm dating her.
Yes, nice. You are. And you're not. Yeah, that thing that you're holding yes. goes right near your mouth.
Right there, like
not,
this.
Not in your pocket.
Like that.
Yeah, like
that. I'm dating her.
You're dating her.
She's my girlfriend.
Oh, look at that. There she is. God. There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Welcome, Grandma. Nikki, to the Hi. Show. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Oh, my God. You guys don't know what I have in my mouth right now.
It looks like a rib. She's so excited.
I think I.
These rib. Right here. Oh, she's got. Right off the smoker. It's so hot.
How did she just get a. How did she get a rib?
Because she's helping cook. When you, that's a reason to help people cook.
How is it? That tell is us about it.
Almost the best thing I've put in my mouth today.
Oh, whoa.
And that was good.
You now, just had a what?
That was good. A Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, I thought she was talking about.
Now, Nikki.
This is a family show.
I'm glad you said it's a family show, Nikki. Family show. And you look beautiful.
Thank
so
you.
We're going to need you not to bend over that far when you talk on the microphone.
Why not?
You just gave everybody an extra show. Everybody just got a little.
Yeah.
Everybody just got so you got a little bit of a sneak peek of Mrs. C's rib that you have right there.
They're so good. No.
Oh wow.
John just asked for a bite. She said no.
Right.
Oh my. It smells amazing.
You smell it? It is.
We're gonna be eating on it later.
Mm. I'm jealous.
So we were just thanking John, and we want to thank you to
the mic to the rib
for share the seat with your girlfriend. You nudge.
He put the mic to the rib. Any comments, rib?
You gon'
how do you feel?
I wish I was alive. I was once attached to a cow.
John, don't interview a piece of meat. You're trying to interview the rib. Trying to interview the rib.
I've had all year.
Trying some Mrs. C's barbecue. Oh, such a cute. So, ladies and gentlemen, this wonderful couple has allowed us to take over their back patio for the night and just absolutely alienated every last one of their children.
And
all
us.
And all of their neighbers. And they've blocked us on social media.
We're hostages.
And everything. So it's been really good. So you're welcome to stick around. Your mic won't be on, but you can stick around. We're going to do an actual real radio show over here, too. But thank you guys very much. Thank you. Just give them a
thank
hand.
You, thank you.
We
thank
love you.
You
guys so much for allowing us to be here. We love you guys. And there they go. You can sit here if you want. You can sit here if you want. Gentlemen.
Yes.
I have some. I've come to a conclusion when it comes to Christmas sales.
Mm-hmm. What?
Have you ever, you see, you know, Christmas is 2 days away from the day that we're taping the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody knows that you see it now where, I'll call them out, Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Lowe's is like, our Christmas sale is sell on lights, sell on Christmas trees, sell on Christmas bulbs, sell on Christmas. But is it really a sale?
What would it be
when you think when you hear the word sell, DA? What do you think when you hear the word sell?
Crack.
No, not crack. Not drugs. And Merry Christmas to you to plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs. Terry off of Facebook and Lady K says hello, fellas. Hello, Lady K.
I had the close up, so I had to smile. No, when I hear sell, I think honestly they marked it up and they're probably putting it back at regular price.
Okay, so you are taking the definition of sale as a discount of money exchange.
Yes.
Like you're not going to give them as much money as you normally would have to.
I mean, not necessarily. Like sometimes during the year, stuff I can tell is marked up than normal.
Okay.
So they mark it back down just a little bit, like probably $10 under the retail.
DT, what do you think when you hear the word sell?
When I hear the word sell, it's everything must go.
Everything must go.
Everything must
go. So you're saying that they want to move product.
Yeah.
Just to get the product out of the store.
Move it.
DA thinks monetary savings.
Mm-hmm.
DT thinks product needs to be moved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So DA, you brought up a very good point. They mark the regular price down. On Christmas items, what is the regular price?
Exactly. It's only there seasonally.
Right. So there is no regular price.
But
so the question is it a sale?
No.
It's not. So what they're doing is they're playing, what it seems like a lot of these companies are doing is they are playing on the fact that our minds, consumers' minds automatically think sale is a benefit monetarily, when in actuality, Webster's Dictionary describes sale as an exchange of goods for currency exchange. So I can tell you that this water bottle, it's on sale. If you give me a dollar for this water bottle, you will get the water bottle.
Okay.
Therefore, Webster's definition is realized. It's a sale.
Yep. Okay, I can see that.
But if I'm holding this up with some flashy lights behind me, and I say this water bottle is on sale, no matter what the price is, our minds are automatically going to think you're going to get this water bottle for less than what you would normally pay for it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
No. Yeah, I see.
With Christmas being so seasonal, is a Christmas sale really a Christmas sale?
Well, I mean, you can get lights and stuff like that, the ornaments and decorations that you're talking about, you can get that year round.
Where? Other than online.
I was going to say,
where?
Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, from the good folks is Amazon.
Well, yeah, but Amazon isn't telling you that they are on
sale. Let me throw you a curveball.
But the thing
after Christmas.
Hold on. Because you can get them year round online, you have a price point. So now, when you go to these brick and mortar stores and they say they're on sale, you can say, well, it's not, because it's not cheaper than Amazon. In the discount itself definition. You know what I mean?
Okay, in the discount sense itself, of definition.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But in the actual, the definition of Webster, it is always going to be a sale.
An exchange of goods. I think that's what they're playing on, DA.
Well, I was going to say, you know, after every major holiday, like let's take Halloween. After Halloween, all the candy goes on sale. Like, it's much cheaper than it was on October 28th, 29th,
30th. No, I challenge you on that. It doesn't go on sale.
Okay.
It goes on clearance.
Yep, it does.
Okay.
It goes on clearance.
And I don't see Lowe's and them clearing out their holiday inventory.
No. Okay, good point.
And another thing is, why, even if they did put it on clearance, why would you do it after, like, Christmas?
Because of what you said. Exactly. Everything must go. Because they have all that surplus of candy.
Yeah.
But, just like Valentine's Day.
I know why you do that for Halloween and everything, but why Christmas? You can literally put that in back, because a lot of those lights and stuff be back ordered.
Yeah.
So you can literally put that and sit on it for next year. Those same inflatable things, they don't upgrade them every single year.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you can buy a 10-foot snowman and sit on that 10-foot snowman.
Yeah.
For 2-3 years
before that's true.
It started getting obsolete.
So is it fair of me to call shenanigans on this?
I think it's more than fair. I honestly think we should put the whole system
on trial. The system on trial.
Yeah.
Wrong button.
Was that a black Jesus?
Damn right.
You're damn right.
I just rode into town.
Watch.
On an ass.
Watch me drink my wine.
Yo mama's ass.
I just advertised a sale on Christmas items. That's not a sale.
Christmas isn't even my birthday.
So delayed.
I thought he had another line.
He thought there was another punchline to it. But no, Christmas isn't my birthday was the kicker. Because he's black Jesus.
So I called this out. So I was having this conversation last night at when I was with the guys at GCU. I was having this conversation with them that a Christmas sale on Christmas items is not really a sale in the sense that you think it's a sale, because these items are not available year round. Mm-hmm. So you can't really quantify it as a sale other than if you look at it from the definition of an exchange of goods from a merchant to a consumer. That's the only quantification, if that's even a word.
I'm sure it is.
A quantification of the word sale. And they can totally do it. And everybody does it.
That's the only quantifying
factor. Well, you can lie on your products and put it on the packaging, and that's legal. So
that's very
true. Wait, hold on. You can't do that. That's called frost advertisement.
No,
you
can lie. Frost advertisement?
Yeah, because it's Christmas.
Oh, I see what you did there.
How was that a black Jesus?
I don't know. I just felt like hitting the button. I don't know what button I was supposed to be hitting during that.
I don't either.
What button was I supposed to be
hitting? Talking about Christmas sales.
Jesus.
Frost advertisement.
You know, because it's still like real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
That had nothing to do with it either. But
at all.
Do I have a point, though?
You do.
100%. I didn't even think about it like that, though.
We're not. It's not a Christmas sale.
Yeah.
Because you think sale, but it's not
psychology. There's a psychology behind it that make people, oh, this is sale. I got to get it now.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing about everybody's mind is everybody's like, hey, we got to go.
But you know what's crazy? Every time I'm in a brick and mortar store and I see sale, I'll look up the item on my phone to see really how much does it go for. And usually it's not cheaper.
And that's what I do with the Amazon app. I do that with the Amazon app. The Amazon app, you can go and you can and scan a barcode. Yeah. And see if it's cheaper or see if it's available on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
I gotta start doing that. I absolutely love doing that.
It's hard for me to do that just because I always shop on Amazon first.
Yeah.
True. But I have been in some stores and there's a particular store, one of the largest grocery chains here in Arizona that I had a run in with. Because I'm the idiot that's like, okay, let me get my, I did my Christmas dinner shopping literally DA 48 hours ago.
Okay. You know what wrong with that?
And I said, I'm going to go at night and it's going to be good. It's going to be fine. Dude, I went to one grocery store, the biggest grocery store chain in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thoroughly disappointed. Thoroughly disappointed. But I'll tell you more about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break is going to be more fun and more thrills with our Fat Guy Radio Show friend, Chris Mika, Pool Size Special. We'll be right back after this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our friends at Amazon, the aforementioned Amazon. Now, at the taping of this show, you still have 2 days, two days before Christmas, and Amazon can still come to the rescue in the form of an Amazon gift card. They are so easy to order. Simply start with the Amazon gift card banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Select send by email, text message, or via message app. Choose the amount and wham bam, thank you Santa, you've given an Amazon gift card. And you can do that for anyone, anywhere in the country. And after the holiday is over, remember to use your Amazon gift cards that you received through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Yes, you can shop Amazon with your Amazon gift card at fatguyradioshow.com. Amazon, the number one way we power this show, and we thank ye for doing so. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I'd be interested to have homeowner Nikki come over and talk to us about this if she doesn't have a rib in her mouth. Oh, look, the couple's back. All right. Nikki, let me ask you a question. Christmas dinner shopping.
Yes.
Have you done any Christmas dinner shopping?
Well, I'm a Jew.
Okay.
So have you done?
Not
so much.
No.
Ooh, okay.
We are hosting Christmas here, though.
You are hosting Christmas. I have a sounder for what I just did.
I'm a loser.
You just asked a
I literally just asked a Jew if she's gone Christmas shopping.
So have you gone
Hanukkah shopping?
Hanukkah is long over. But God, yes, I did.
Jump in the pool.
It's over.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Corey, you're knocking this out of the park.
This
is a killer interview so far.
This interview was definitely not rehearsed.
No, not at all.
All right, so Nikki.
Yes.
Third time's the charm, boys.
Okay, we're going to try this.
Have you gone grocery shopping?
Yes, actually. Thank you.
Can't mess that one up.
I win with grocery shopping, boys. Jesus Christ, I'm swimming backwards here. What grocery store, if you wouldn't mind, that you hit up on a regular basis?
Today I actually went to the 99-cent store.
Okay, that's not a grocery store, is it?
No, they sell food.
They got food.
Yeah, they sell food.
They sell food.
They got so much food.
Hey,
yeah, they
do. If you start discounting my food, I'm not gonna eat.
I'm with you on that, dear.
That's like buying sushi from a truck stop.
This dude is so high up in society that he doesn't know that 99-cent store has food.
I don't.
No, it's so good.
Yeah, it's good food.
I just got all the organic snacks and the bananas. Hold on.
Organic 99-cent snacks?
You need to get out. You can buy
misprinted energy drinks.
Yep, you can.
That were not supposed to be on the floor. Mm-hmm. Somebody got fired over and they sent them over to the 99-cent store. And you can buy two for 50 cents.
So it's misprinted drinks. So instead of going and getting a Red Bull, you'll go in there and get a Red O because it's misprinted.
Maybe like...
Or Rod Bull.
Rod Bull.
Or get an Ed Bull.
Okay, here's my conundrum why I asked you about grocery shopping, Nikki. It's because I went holiday Christmas grocery shopping because I'm not Jewish, unfortunately, contrary to what my bank account says.
Yes.
I went Christmas shopping 2 days ago, and I went to, of all places, Fry's.
Mm-hmm. I love Fry's.
Okay.
Good store.
It's a good store. You think it's a good store?
We don't have any near us, though.
Okay. Well, not up in this area. And you know what?
Like 4 miles.
Yeah.
And you're better for it. Because, dude, what I experienced at Fry's absolutely broke my heart about Fry's. Not only did I go to Fry's, I went to Fry's Marketplace, which is supposed to be the Cadillac store of Fry's. Is it not?
I don't think so.
You don't think Fry's Marketplace is better?
It's supposed to be.
It's a fancy fries.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to a marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
I just have regular fries.
No. The fancy one has valet parking.
Solar panels.
They have cooking classes inside and a jeweler.
That's why you were disappointed. That's not a food store.
They have underground storage and they're part of the Illuminati.
Okay, I believe it now.
They also, if you go to the butcher.
I gave birth there.
If you go to the butcher.
Like, really?
If you go to the butcher. And you give them your meat, they will actually grill it for you in the back.
They will.
That's why you're disappointed. That does not sound like a grocery store.
Okay, it sounds like a mall. Okay, now number one, maybe it was because I always thought that the Fry's Marketplace was the Cadillac of the Fry's. And for those of you that are listening to this all over the country, Fry's is the equivalent on the East Coast. It's Kroger.
Yes.
It's Kroger out.
Kroger in the Midwest.
And where is it?
Eagle.
Chicago. Okay, Eagle. So it's a large brand, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm thinking by going here, number one, the reason why I went there is because they had the roast that I'm making for Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm. No, you should have gone to AJ's.
They had the roast. After all of this, I should have gone to AJ's. I go there and I get the roast, and the roast was on sale or priced at the price that they say. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was truly on sale or not, DA. At the price that they said it was supposed to be, mm-hmm. got the roast, and I'm like, okay, while I'm here, I might as well get the other things that I need, the other ingredients that I need for this too. And it was so astronomically expensive.
Really?
Yeah, like lemons were like 79 cents a piece.
Nah,
is that a lot?
That's really expensive for a lemon.
You got a Food City for produce because it's just way cheaper.
Food City?
Food City.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all in Spanish.
It's because
you never heard of Food City.
Come on.
I thought Food City was just a place. I thought Food City was just a place you go to buy tamales in the parking lot.
That would be your heaven, wouldn't it? Just a city full of food. I'm gonna die.
The streets are lined with watermelon.
Watermelon and tamales.
The streets are lined.
Won't you join me in City Hall? It's made out of the backside of a cow. Food City. It's Food City.
Where the streets are lined with watermelon. And the gates are made of marshmallow. And when you walk up, you see that everybody, there aren't any angels. They're just fat cherubs. Because it's Food City. You can't get there by dying, because when you die and you're fat, it's hard for God to lift your soul. So with Food City, you just roll on in. Open up the back gate and roll on in. It's Food City, where fat people go to die.
Did you just hit the chicken wing again?
I did.
I don't know. Could you guys even hear the sound effects?
Probably not, but they're looking like, what the hell?
They don't have headphones. Oh,
they don't have headphones. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. When you listen to this back, that's going to be really, really funny.
Go to the room. You might hear it through your Alexa.
Okay. Real quick. Can we just explain that? So we're running through the internet connection here at John and Nikki's house. And I guess John's entire house, you guys' entire house is all Alexa'd.
Everything's all interconnected. Everything's connected.
Somehow. Everything is connected to each other. Like John walks into a room and they say, Alexa, turn on the lights. That all that you see in the commercials that Alexa does, his house actually does.
Well, earlier he walked out of the bathroom. He was like, dang, did I flush? Alexa, flush the toilet. And it said, yes. Whoosh. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
He also said, Alexa, touch me inappropriately. And he was like, oh.
Then he was like, Alexa, where's my Bengay?
So your house is literally, Amanda Martha off of the Facebook says she loves Ranch Market. What the hell?
Oh, that is a market.
It's amazing.
That is a market that's actually built in a barn at the ranch.
What? Dude, there's a butcher outside and they're cooking constantly.
When you drive up, they're roasting chilies right in the front.
Who wants parking lot pork?
How? You've never been to Ranch Market.
I didn't know it existed.
When you walk in, you get a free slab of bacon.
What? Do you?
No.
Thank you. I'm going tomorrow.
I wish.
Watch your levels over there, baby boy.
I actually live behind one.
Oh, okay. So John and Nikki's entire house is all automated. So what we're doing is that we're running through one of his projectors that's also part of Alexa, which is actually feeding our live stream out right now. And so when we plugged into it, the audio from our show.
We're in our room. And then we suddenly heard people talking. And we're like,
Alexa's not supposed to talk back like that.
Alexa's supposed to be hearing this. It's all fuzzy, too. It was like.
You thought it was aliens, yeah, didn't you? Yeah.
They're like laughing on the
so,
porch.
So basically right now, even though no one else is in this great big cartoon sized house, they've shoved us in the corner of, by the way, thanks for giving us the best real estate. The whole house right now is echoing our she said that like your black ass is gonna be in the smallest corner we can possibly find like, for you.
Corey's coming over. He's black, right? Can we put him on the porch?
Does he?
No, that's not racist.
Does he have to touch the furniture, dear?
We'll put out the special chairs.
Is he bringing ribs?
Is it you are sitting there cuddling that dead rib?
That is the most clean rib I've ever seen. Whoa.
Oh my God. So our voice and our show is just echoing and billowing through his house right now. And we're outside right now. And it was so funny. So anyway, back to the store. Mata Martha off the Facebook. She loves Rancho Market. And I don't think she's ever been to Rantrum.
No.
What is that really a store?
Yeah, actually, the store on the corner when you pick me up.
Yes,
that's literally a ranch market.
Okay, thanks for telling everybody that I pick you up on a corner.
Yeah, for real.
Let's figure out where he lives.
How many are there in Phoenix?
But I
Alexa.
But I went into this Fry's Marketplace thinking that it was going to be a little elevated. It was like 11:30 at night. Number one, maybe it was the area of town that I went in. I went to the Fry's Marketplace on I-17 and Bell Road.
You're doing everything wrong.
That was a that's
Tatum
the
and Shea.
Tatum and
the
Shea.
Bougie fancy fries.
I am a North Glendale area living. I'm not traveling all the way into Scottsdale.
Okay, listen. I know. I feel you. Because you're all about proximity.
Right.
I'm looking in your eyes and you go, I don't want to drive that far. I work countless hours a week. I'm always doing stuff. I'm not driving across town for groceries. I'm just going to go to Fry's down the street. I'm going to Fry's down the street because it's down the street.
Yeah. That is the
We're
best
not
impersonation.
Where he lives.
No. It's down the street.
I-17 and back.
Give out your address.
I'm not going to drive across town.
Ashley Keen off the Facebook says, I don't think Corey really lives in Arizona. I do live in Arizona, and I've always revered Fry's food stores and Fry's Marketplace as a place that was, you know, like the middle ground between AJ's and this food city place.
Well, 59 cents for a lemon does not seem high to me. Like, how much do lemons go for?
79 cents.
Oh, 79 cents? But how much was it with the card? Did you have a card?
Oh, I do have a card, and there was no discount on it.
Oh, wow.
I have the Fry's membership card.
Did you have pockets?
What do you mean pockets?
You could have got the lemons for free. It's a lemon.
That's what I do when I go to QT.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lemon. Like, really?
I'm not stealing Christmas.
When I'm hungry, I go to Fry's and I just eat grapes because I'm tasting them.
I'm tasting them.
But I don't buy the whole grapes.
I'm working with thieves. Just walking out there with chipmunk cheeks with grapes all in it.
You already got chipmunk cheeks.
It's a tumor.
If I need zest, I'll zest the lemon right there. I got to test the grater. I don't want to buy a grater if it doesn't work.
I want to know what happened to it because I revered Fry's as a place that you would go to when you needed quality ingredients. And I remember back in the day where Fry's used to have that those two baskets up on the wall, and one basket would say. Each basket would have the same amount of groceries in it, and one would be marked fries, and it would have a total price for all of those groceries. And then the other one would be marked like Bashes or something like that, one of their competitors, and it would always be more expensive. I don't think that's the case anymore. I honestly think that they are just extremely expensive. I was surprised, and I was looking at this store, and I'm like, what happened to this fries? When did they fall off? They just like completely. It's supposed to be a nicer experience, a higher experience, and all they did was basically expand the Fry's food store and put in a furniture outlet and some clothes. No more deals. There's no benefit to going to Fry's.
Have you tasted the roast?
I have not yet.
It could be the best roast you've ever had.
Ever had.
And you are going to be eating your words.
Mm-hmm. Literally
sushi. I've gotten sushi freshly. Rolled by an actual like.
So you can say it. I saw it in your eyes. I saw it in your eyes. That white privilege said, "Can I say this? Will Twitter go off on me?"
Is this a moment? An Asian person of Asian descent.
Wait, time out. Fry's has sushi now.
Okay, this Fry's had like a sushi section, a sushi bar where you could come up and order drinks. All right.
Talk right into the mic so everybody can hear you.
You can order drinks, okay, at this place. They have a bar, and then they have a sushi area bar.
Okay.
And then they have a wine bar area. All right, and you can just chill and watch TV for a while.
What the heck? Yes. What?
And ignore your children.
Oh.
Your grocery shopping.
Are we talking about the same Fry's? The Fry's I'm talking about like sells computer parts and stuff. That one, right?
No. We're talking about like Fry's.
That's Fry's Electronics.
We're talking about Fry's grocery
That's
store.
That's not even the same brand.
What the? Are you listening to this show? Fry
Fry's Electronics at Fry's Grocery Store.
I was like, I remember seeing some lemons, and then there was like hard drives.
You think you buy lemons at Fry's Electronics?
We were talking about Fry's Electronics.
I was like, why are you going to that Fry's? There's grocery stores. I was confused. I'm glad we're on the same page now. I was like, sushi and CDs?
You are such a nudge.
What? Is that a racial?
You are such a nudge. How did you think that I was?
Am I allowed to say that word?
No. What's a nudge?
Why you thought I was talking about Fry's Electronics?
I'm not saying that.
Don't.
I am not saying that.
I am not Chris
People
Rock.
People are going
to
figure out where you
did. Oh, my. I am not Chris Rock. You are not Louis C.K.
D.A., we're talking about Fry's food.
Okay, I'm on the same page now.
Do you hear us clucking, Big Chicken?
Wait, chickens cluck. Yeah, they do. Yeah, I hear you clucking.
I was heartbroken at Fry's just falling off. Number one, everything was so expensive. And I think it's maybe because I shop the Amazon Pantry. And that's just not a plug. I really do shop Amazon Pantry. And I have all my ingredients delivered to the house most of the time.
Yeah. So,
but for Christmas, I wanted to go. And I was running out of time. And I hadn't had time to get to Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com. So I just went into Fry's Marketplace, and it was late at night. I thought I was going to be able to get everything. I thought it was going to be a nice, good deal. I even wrote down what things I wanted to get from Fry's and what things I wanted to get from that other store that rhymes with Claw Mart.
Oh,
okay.
And Mata Martha off the Facebook says, Corey is bougie.
You are bougie.
I'm not you are so bougie.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not bougie to the point where I don't I'm telling you guys
that now you guys sit store sell food.
Like, I'm only going to shop at Nordstrom off the rack or whatever.
No. Amazon delivers my food in a drone.
I went there anticipating that Fry's was still going to be the Fry's Marketplace that everybody knows and loves. But it wasn't. Maybe it was just that Fry's went. There was a crackhead in the parking lot.
Stop. Because here's the thing. 2 years ago, I catered through Fry's. Ooh. The fancy Fry's at Tatum and Shea.
Okay.
I put on a Madrigal dinner with 50 high school students.
A who?
A Madrigal dinner. It was set in magical? The 1600s. That's what they said, magical. They're like, what's magical about this? No. Madrigal.
Madrigal.
And it was a five-course dinner of medieval foods from Fry's.
Mm.
And I went there. They had everything taken care of for me, and they gave me a senior discount.
Wow.
They let me take $70 off the cost of that.
Nice.
And it was amazing.
So they still had food from medieval times?
Yeah.
How old was that food?
They preserved things really well.
How old was
really
that
food?
Yeah. That's some old food.
Okay,
so it tasted good. They salted that or something?
Like aged steak, like really aged?
Yeah, really aged.
But no matter how...
It turned back into a cow.
No matter how great...
It's like wine. It gets better over time.
That's what I heard.
No matter how great the roast is going to be, it still doesn't affect the fact that the store was now ghetto-fied.
Okay, no. You want to know the actual answer to this? Because I have an actual answer to this.
I'll take your actual answer.
All right.
Thank you.
So the internet like exploded, and Amazon and Bezos like started making bajillions of dollars and started beating out all the retail markets, and everything started consolidating.
And we love Amazon.
And we love Amazon.
We do.
We do.
Cha-ching.
Because they're really good. They're really good at what they do. All right. They started making bajillions of dollars. All right. And nobody could compete with that. And so everybody still had to consolidate because Amazon, they have everything. Yeah. Everything on the planet.
Right. Now, Martha says she goes to a Fry's and they don't have no damn bars. What? Where is this Fry's that you went to that has a bar?
The Fry's that has the bar is right off of like 14th Street in Bell in Phoenix, Arizona. If you
that's the brand new spanking new one.
You could like go and take your children to like...
That's like
the floors.
That's like Disney.
Lick the floors.
That's like Disney Fries. Yeah. I went into that Fries. I went in that Fries the first week it opened up. It's huge. No. It's humongous. Mata Martha, that's way too far from you because it's a 30-minute drive from where I am, and I'm already halfway up here in the north. You definitely ain't driving all the way from the south side.
That's an hour drive for me.
Yeah, so you ain't coming all the way up from the south side to go to this Fries.
I'm gonna take my girl out on a date there
to the Fry's.
Yeah. How romantic!
I'm gonna get a girl. We're gonna go out there on a damn like, hey girl, you gonna go to Fry's with me? I'm gonna buy you groceries and take you to the bar.
She gonna be like, ooh, he got money.
Hey girl, you know what? I want you to go ahead and get in your finest dress. Because we are going to Fry's.
Oh, where can I find a man like that?
A man that takes you to a grocery store.
Right here.
It's got a really nice bar.
And it's got sushi. Yeah, I was going to say sushi.
I can read between those lines, you disgusting bastard.
Listen. I take her to sushi. I take her over to the bar.
Then what?
I don't eat the fish. I drive him home after he got
thrown. We go over to aisle 17 where you can get some Pepto Bismol.
Okay. I thought it was going to get romantic, but it went to the Pepto.
I thought aisle 17 was parent control.
Yeah, with the Magnums and the KYs.
Oh, my goodness. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Fry's. I guess I'm just shopping at the wrong ones because clearly it's date night when you go to Fry's. We're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side of this break, more fun and more thrills. And maybe we'll get a glimpse of Mrs. C's.
Oh,
some barbecue. Mrs.
Not just
C.
a bare bone.
Not just a bare bone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Fat Guy Radio Show, this is Corey. Mama Clump?
Well, hello.
How can I help you?
I'm surprised that you answering your phones for your own show. That's just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. But I'm having some problems and I need some help.
What problems, Mama Clump?
I'm trying to set up Mama on Spotify to hear your show. Because y'all are on Spotify now. I went to fatguyradioshow.com, clicked the Spotify banner, and it worked. Then Mama got a hold of her phone and she done something and it went away.
She broke my damn phone. I didn't do nothing. I was listening to the show just fine.
Mama, don't be so rude. I'm on the phone.
Don't be putting us all on me. You screwed up. Just look at Sherman. The man needs is more than slim fast. He needs slim mock speed.
Mama!
Family feud aside, what I think
family
you should...
Family feud? Do you know Steve Harvey? I sure do love me some Steve Harvey. He ain't no Mike Douglas, but he do. Ask Corey if he knows Steve Harvey.
Mama, I didn't call this man for that.
Maybe if you tried...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I love y'all show on Spotify. It's just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Here, Mama, now don't mess it up.
Shut the hell up.
Mom, Fat Guy Radio shows on Spotify, and it's just the right cost. Free. Oh, it's just so fabulous. Oh, God. Corey, I'm going to tell everybody to add you to their favorites, baby. But I got to go. I got some cornbread in the oven and the collard greens that need some fat back.
I ain't telling nobody about this damn show.
Thanks for calling.
Time to talk about sports. They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Christmas friend Crispica special with one Jew and three black wise men and one jester. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I can't see my live switches while you got your little ass in the way there. I'm trying to get over to Target, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Target is ready to gear you up for the new year. If you wanted to update a room of the house, Target. If you're wanting to upgrade your computer, Target. Maybe you want to lose weight.
Target.
Or maybe update your clothes.
Target.
You can't miss when you hit the
Target.
For these amazing deals and more, visit fatguyradioshow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices and the hottest deals and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. We welcome you back to the friend Crismica poolside special. Boys, are we having a good time so far?
No, I'm having a great time. It's kind of cold, but
it is getting very chilly out here next to this water.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little chilly. I mean, you can cut glass with these nips.
Really?
No.
Can we test it? I was gonna say, can we test that?
No, we can't. But because the BDB Radio Network suits and our lawyers have absolutely
disagreed and vetoed me trying to talk someone into going into that pool.
Why?
Because you get the sick, and then you get the death, and then you get the funeral, and you get the mourning, yeah, and then you get to suing. And okay, we don't want all of that happening. You know what I'm saying?
Touche.
Why are we getting a low battery power on your on the live stream there? Just sit there, John. That's fine. It'll fix itself. Yeah, yeah. That thing said it said low power. Yeah.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah.
That's your projector.
Yeah, your projector is going low power.
You gotta ask Alexa to save you.
Alexa, what happened to your 3-hour battery thing?
Charge the projector.
Either way, we'll lose you guys, but you guys won't lose us. But that's fine. Where is Mrs. C's? Where is she at? We want to talk to her. Can we talk to her? For you don't have to bring the food. We just want to talk to you for. Oh, she told me no.
Yeah,
she said no.
Let him know.
She said no.
Let her cook.
All right. Well, you get you all right back there. I'm yelling at you. Don't have to come if you don't if you can't.
She's coming.
She's coming. All right,
she's coming.
We'll give her. We'll give her
more ways than one.
I can smell it too.
Oh. I can smell it as well. Oh my gosh, it smells absolutely amazing. She's making her way over here,
making her way downtown,
making her way
fast. Faces fast, and she's homebound.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pam Coleman, Mr. C. Mr. C's Barbecue. When I clap, you clap. Yeah. Oh, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. It's smelling good out here. These people that live up in this area, they ain't used to this type of smelling food.
No,
they not. You want to put that microphone as close to the mouth as you can.
Okay,
that
well,
way
they might call the law, so y'all about to just get ready.
Well, they going to call the law because it's so good. It's smelling so good out here.
They going to come and get a plate.
Smelling so good. All right, so I know you got to get back to the kitchen, but we want to just take a moment just to chat with you and say hello. And thank you for sponsoring this show. It's so generous of you and the Mr. C's Corporation.
No, it definitely mine. Corey, you know, we go way back like Cadillac.
Yeah, we do.
Right on. Mm-hmm. So uh-huh. I just want to, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity just to be able to hang out with you guys again.
It's so much fun. And last time you were on the show was a few years ago, and we had a humdinger good time.
We did.
Crazy on the show many, many, many years ago. I want to say almost, what, carry the four, divide by three.
That's it.
Thank you, boys. It's been a long time, but a lot has changed. You've grown. You've rebranded. Yes. You do everything. Somebody was telling me earlier, you sell them a house if you needed to.
I can. Broker for life.
Broker for life.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Lord,
get you some. If I buy a house from you, do it come with a plate of ribs?
I can do that. That's that house for me.
That's a sale.
Okay? You get two slabs.
You get two slabs of that. All right. So give us a quick rundown, Mrs. C, on what we can look forward to enjoying here in just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. And just in case if you want any information, you can find Mrs. C's at Taste Miss C's. .com. That's TASTEMSCS.com. Tell us what we can look forward to in the next hour or so.
Well, in the next hour, we've done the baby back ribs.
Ooh,
We've put them on the smoker,
uh-huh,
along with the homemade baked macaroni and cheese.
DJ, right, where you right at? Where we you at, boy? Where you at?
We got some oven
cheese, baby.
Oven baked beans.
Oven baked beans.
All right. Uh-huh. And then we have Missy's signature honey cornbread.
Mm. Signature
honey cornbread.
Did you write your name on that cornbread?
I sure did.
She wrote her name with her foot. With her foot.
With her foot?
With her foot.
The whole foot, not just the big toe?
The foot.
Dang. I'll lick that cornbread off your foot.
That's it.
So we got the ribs. We got some baked mac and cheese. We got some cornbread. And what did I miss?
Oh, we have corn on the cob.
I was
grilled
some corn
on the cob.
Yeah. Real corn.
Then we hit it with a little Old Bay.
Oh.
And some Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
That's my version.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I can't wait.
All right.
Does that come with a
y'all
pillow?
Gonna be sleep when
the itis going to hit us?
Oh, it's going to hit us.
All right.
So it's going to be sweet sleep.
So you wait till the last segment of the show because these foods will definitely go to sleep on me. And
bring that out now.
Nah. You wait till segment 5 to bring that out because they go, if you bring it out in segment 4, I'm going to be swimming by myself in segment 5.
I got you.
No, Missy, let me tell you something. No, you don't got me. I'm gonna tell Missy the truth. Missy, I made these boys pulled pork barbecue sandwiches one day, brought it to the studio.
Okay.
Fed them real good. They was fat, full, stuff like you stuff them, you cut them, they bleed like a pig. They were so full.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Microphone went on air, light went on, and they went to sleep.
Nah.
They had to lower the gain on my mic because all the farting and everything, all the noise is coming from my body.
You were asleep, dog. Y'all went to sleep. I had to sit there and threaten your job for you to do the show. They was like, oh, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. DT, what you got?
You snore pretty well. I've never met a man who can snore with his eyes open.
Yeah, I have. He snore when he's awake anyway.
Fat people
do snore when he's awake.
Shut up. Fat people do snore. Hey, DA, what you got to say?
I just found out that's not him snoring. That's him breathing.
That's it. See, that's wrong.
Why they doing wrong. This to me? Y'all embarrassing me in front of this seat.
Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry.
Well, that's all right.
They embarrassing me.
And don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
I don't want to fight them. I don't want to fight y'all in front of me. See, she still respects me. She's a respectable business owner.
So she's the last person who respect you on this
list. The last one.
I'm the only one on the list. Yep. And I'm on people. God damn. Pass myself.
She's like, how do I jump ship? There must be a reason.
That's a big ass ship.
I ain't got no more. I ain't no more respect. Hey, Smedley, do you still respect me?
Always.
Liar. All right. But they did. So last time I fed them, they went to sleep.
Wow.
Because, you know, I be trying to do my Instagram chef thing, but it ain't nothing compared to what you're doing at Missy's. I mean, you really is. It's really real food. And we're going to hear more about it in more detail when you come back and sit down with us for a full segment. But it really is amazingly great food. Everybody that utilized your services the last time you were on the show, they were excited to hear that you were coming back.
Wonderful.
So we hope that they give you a call for all of their 2019 parties. And what's the smallest group you can serve? And what's the largest group you can serve?
A party of one.
One.
Okay. One. If
you, one.
No, really.
Mata Martha, one.
That's it. But no, we're doing meal prep programs. So wherever our services are needed. But as far as the group is concerned, as many hungry folks as you can get in one room,
mm-hmm.
that's how many we can take on. And one of the things that we do here, and I just really want to press upon that, is we cook with love. There is an art to cooking mm-hmm. with love.
Yeah.
And you can taste that.
I saw you in there mixing up. I was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You can just see just from the way I was mixing.
Yep.
You can tell.
Stir.
Yep.
Stir. I mean, who brings out a paddle boat to stir mac and cheese? And while she was stirring that mac and cheese, I swear, I had to go run and get like a blanket and a pillow for DT because he looked like he was ready to pass out with that macaroni and cheese.
Because she was stirring that mac and cheese, but stirring my heart at the same time. And my loins.
That's the way that his heart is through baked mac and cheese.
It really is. Well, I got you.
Yeah, the way that my heart is cracking up in my chest. All right, so we want to thank. We're gonna let you get back to your grill. Let you get back to your grill and do what you do, and we will talk to you in a few in a few minutes or so. But try to wait till the last show because they gonna fall asleep.
I know they are.
I ain't gonna fall
asleep. Whenever you ready, bring it out.
It'll be me and John sitting here.
I haven't eaten all damn day waiting for your food.
See, you gonna eat extra and you really gonna go to sleep. Yeah, that works.
And he didn't drive here. He didn't drive here. All right.
I didn't.
All right, you go back to the grill. She's going back to the grill, boys. Let's see if we can get the John and the Nikki back because I got something else that I want to do. Where are we at on time? We doing okay on time?
We got like 6 minutes before we gotta go to break.
We got on 6 minutes. 6 minutes before. Before we pull them back in, let me ask you this, DA.
What's up?
I know that your family don't watch the show because you're ashamed of us.
Yes, that is true.
So what is it that you want for Christmas?
I just want to have my family around and have a good time, honestly.
Okay, what's the real answer?
That's the real answer. Like, honestly, I don't, you know me, I'm not big on Christmas.
I know, that's the problem.
That's the problem. I'm not big
on
Nintendo Switch.
He does.
I actually do want a Nintendo Switch.
You told me two of them.
I want a Switch too. But here's the thing, my son is one.
Okay.
I want to get one for him when he's old enough to really use it. Yeah, investment for the, I guess I could look at it. Exactly. I was breaking in for him. Exactly.
I'm a teacher. I am telling you need to get your one-year-old.
This is a teacher saying, get a video game. I love it.
This is actually about father child bonding time.
Yeah, and that's how I'm looking at it. But anything I want for during the year, Corey, I go and get. I don't want for anything, so honestly I just want to spend time with my family.
Okay, well, you know what, that's spoken like a true authentic beatdown man. All right, DT, what are you hoping Santa bring you for Christmas?
See, Corey, I'm a very simple guy. All right, I don't ask for much. Unlike DA, I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't ask.
You're not gonna put off the fluff that DA just filmed.
That's the reason why
I went to him first.
Yeah, I don't really want much, but if anyone wants to buy me, a new car with a trunk full of Lego Star Wars building sets. I mean,
that's okay. Killer.
I'll take that. Right, I mean, if there's a glove box full of tube socks, that's cool too. I don't need much.
Did you get a lot of tube socks and underwear as a kid?
I did, and I hated it. And now as an adult, I appreciate it. Yep. And I'm telling people, buy me tube socks.
Yeah.
You know what?
As an adult,
I'm okay.
As an adult, believe it or not, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind getting socks and t-shirts for Christmas.
Yeah,
buy me socks and t-shirts anytime you want. I'm good with it.
And being grown, I realized that those were the most expensive gifts under the tree. More expensive than video games. Yeah. A couple packs of draws is like $60.
Now, what you don't do...
yeah.
Fry's Marketplace.
and those ain't even the silk ones. That's the cotton.
What you don't do is do what my dad did I was growing up as a little kid. He would take our toys and wrap them in socks and clothes.
Oh, that's smart.
So when I would take my little fat chubby self down the hallway, walking all bow-legged and stuff, talking about him downstairs, and I go up to my presents and I shake them to try to see what they are, I would shake them and I knew what the sound of clothes sounded like. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that I'm shaking, I'm like, this is clothes. And I just skip over it, not realizing that, the Lego Batman set was wrapped in a sweater.
Really smart.
He was really smart.
See, when I have kids, I'm going to wrap individual rolls of toilet paper. That's their gifts. I'm allowing you to take a crap in my house, so here's something to wipe your ass.
You're evil.
No, that's a
You're
gift.
Give him the water bill.
That is the gift that keeps on giving. Toilet paper.
Exactly.
Just make sure when you put it on a roll, it's in the right direction.
Exactly.
You gotta make sure. I gave this to you and it cost $9.85.
You want to give
Ooh,
it
that's
right.
the two ply. Your kids are living good.
You know what I'm talking about. There's a bunch of kids here, man.
of course they're living good.
Reason to get one ply.
Of course they're living good. They go to a grocery store that's got a bar in it. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
You're drunk, you buy more toilet paper.
Okay.
Genius.
All right, let's take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side of this break, I need help because there's somebody in my family that I don't want at Christmas.
Wow, Grinch.
It's not a Grinchy thing. I just don't want them there. And I've already addressed it. And I feel bad about it, but then I don't feel bad about it because nobody wants to deal with his wife and kids. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show right here. It is the Fat Guy Radio Show, Friend Chrismica Poolside Special.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show After Burn Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the After Burn Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice, because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This Idni, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from. because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Listen in your office, in your car, or even your neighborhood bar. You can listen with your whole family.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Oh, there's a special guest that just joined us here out the poolside studios. That looks like BB-8 from Star Wars.
It is indeed BB-8.
BB-8 from Star Wars. Yes, hold him up there. Look, oh my goodness.
This is Impulse Buy last Christmas.
This is a life-size BB-8.
Yeah. It was drunk.
Oh.
And I went to Target.
And you went to Target. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show, folks, is brought to you by the aforementioned bonus show, Afterburn. Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, is our fifth additional show every month, unscripted, uncensored, and commercial free. Monthly subscriptions start at just $3 a month. That's less than that fancy coffee you're buying at the Fry's bar. Not only is Afterburn more of us, it will be the number one way we keep this show afloat in 2019. So take the plunge in the new year and become an Afterburn subscriber at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Automatic secure billing provided by our partnership with Patreon. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. And we thank you so much for doing so. So BB-8 was a splurge buy last Christmas?
Yeah, it was like the night before Christmas Eve, and there was some stuff that still needed to be purchased.
Like tonight.
Yeah. Christmas, it'd be like this is one year ago.
Exactly.
And I just
it's his birthday.
Did some shots. I was drinking. And then decided.
Shot.
And then had a designated driver to bring you to Target.
Uber.
Responsibility. Yep. Responsibility.
Never drive. And then.
Me neither.
And then. Nobody and then when I was that. At Target, it was crazy. And then it just kind of, I was like, wow, it's like really hot. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm drunk. And then I was like, oh my God, there's a robot. And I was like, it's only $250. I have to have it right now.
What was hot? The store was hot?
My body?
Oh, because you were drinking. Sweating. Oh, okay, because you were drinking.
No.
Because he saw BB-8 and he had to have it.
BB-8.
Oh, okay.
And I had to have it.
All right, I'm only familiar with BBWs.
BB, what about Belle Bib DeVoe?
No, I don't know them.
Poison. Now you know.
I just know BBWs.
Poison.
He's making sex jokes.
Oh, I'm not getting the sex BBWs. Jokes.
I'm sure well, you that's don't. Because
you don't have sex.
I don't.
That girl is poison.
Corey could be.
Do you know the dance?
Corey could be considered a BBW. Yeah.
What's a BBW?
Big, beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. I am a big, beautiful woman.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you're two of them.
And Mata Martha can use that Nikon camera that she wants for Christmas. All my big, beautiful womaness.
That would actually get some money. I'm pretty sure you fit a lot of fetishes.
What? Oh my God, yeah.
Wait, no, that's a joke. Wait a minute. Who the hell just woke you up? Oh God, yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my God.
He was like the Kool-Aid man that just bust through the roof. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Corey with fat fetish. Oh yeah. Let's take some whipped cream and rub it right here. Oh yeah.
I'm not saying I sold pictures.
Oh, Smedley.
Dude, I've been thinking about it. Like taking the little voyeur shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Pictures of him in his office.
Yeah.
Just like him eating a sandwich.
Yep. And he doesn't close the bathroom door all the way, so sometimes you can get like the camera through the crack.
Wait a minute, you guys have been spying on me in my personal time?
It's not spying.
What is it then?
It's our Finsta.
You can't be that cute and say something.
It's our Finsta.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but she said it and she was so cute when she said it.
Alexa!
Mata Martha says, I can't
your
with you
Finsta
guys.
Finsta is your private Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's where you only show the select people. And so we're all trying out the pictures on each other of you before we sell them to the world.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to make money off of this.
It's a calendar.
I'm all in. If it's going to make money, I'm all in.
A calendar for charity.
Yeah, for charity.
For there puppies.
for a BB-8.
A Corey Blaze calendar. Yeah. Come into fatguyradioshow.com. Lady K, you're welcome.
That's what fat ass calendar.
I can see it now. Like each month,
actually a really good idea.
Each month is a different take.
Planning,
like in January, you have him in a bow tie and everything, and he's like putting his finger like I have a dream, but he's like naked, with a bow tie. February, he's just in a diaper holding a heart, you know.
March could be my pictures when he's spraying the poopery in the toilet before he sits down.
October, he's painting like a pumpkin. You know,
his ass. Halloween. You turn it around and you got like a tree.
There you go.
Nikki!
Arbor Day will just have pulls of branches.
For Mother's.
On Arbor Day?
For Mother Day, he's just rubbing
Earth
his stomach.
Day, we paint him blue and green. We have him spin around.
What the hell is happening right now?
I think we're having too much fun with that conversation.
We're getting your calendar ready.
You're getting my calendar. I'll say, so what are we? What are we gonna do for August? There is no holiday in August.
Think about that. We're gonna have to
put
think
you
about
in the
that.
Pool. You'll have to come back.
Oh my god, we can have like a pool photo where like you're in the pool and you like you have sunglasses.
School starts up in August. You can be reading a book.
We can paint him like an apple.
What? Get a bite of Corey this August.
What? Oh, and we can put you on a desk.
No.
Yes.
For the teacher.
On the ruler.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is happening right now?
You're plotting out like an entire business venture for you.
You guys just go to Mayo. He's dressed as a churro. Oh. Thank you, Martha.
That's one fat ass churro.
Bottom mark off the Facebook. Dress Cinco de Mayo. He dresses like a churro.
More like a chimichanga.
Hey, I'm down with the chimichanga.
Giant burrito at Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle burrito. Oh my god. Lady K laughing at Madam Martha's churro line. Thank you, Madam Martha. Cinco de Mayo churro. I'm the Christmas churro. I got a question, boys, because I got a problem.
What?
I got a family member that I don't want to come to Christmas, and I told my dad to uninvite him.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You can do what you want.
I agree with you. It is the most wonderful time of the year.
Here's
the thing. It's not that I don't want, and I'm going to leave their names out of it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Lil D?
No, it's not Lil D. Lil D, believe it or not, is welcome, though he doesn't come. I don't have a problem with the person themselves. Mm-hmm. The person that is connected to our family.
Yeah.
What I have a problem with is the people that he's connected with.
Okay.
And it's, they come along because they're a package deal.
Mm.
And we had them over Christmas before.
Okay.
And basically, the little kid was out of control. And it was an infant at the time. Out of control, tearing up the house. You guys know I decorate my house to the nines for Christmas all the time. And everything ain't cheap. So when my nieces there, when they were smaller and when little fellow was smaller, they knew how to respect, you know, the decorations or, you know, they got five crossed eyes. No, mm-hmm. no questions, no problems. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Everybody knew this little rat bastard didn't know how to control himself around anything. He would just like saw all the lights, saw everything decorated and just lost his S and no one stopped him. And then when someone tried to say something to the kid, the mom got offended.
Really?
And took issue with someone speaking to her kid trying to corral this child from destroying the Christmas decorations around my house when they were a guest at my house. So it was a really tension-filled Christmas when they were there. And I'm anticipating now that the child is a few years older that may be the issue again. And quite honestly, I don't want to deal with it. I looked at my dad and I told my dad, I said, Dad, the person A, are they invited? Have you connected with them? He said, yeah. I says, is it just person A or is he coming with B and C? And he says, oh, it's going to be A, B, and C. I says, uninvite them because I don't want to deal with B and C. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. They won't be here too long. I says, no, if they're coming with you, they're going to be here as long as you are here. And that's going to be pretty much the entire length of the entire dinner.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't want to deal with it. So I told him, uninvite them. I don't want them there. I'm not trying to be a Grinch. I'm trying to curl the fact that it's going to be a tension filled environment, because if that little badass kid runs around doing what he wants to do and nobody is allowed to say anything to him, and then the girl is running around doing what she wants to do, thinking that her S don't stink, I don't want to be around that. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I know it's the holidays. I know I'm supposed to be open and loving everybody, but I do not want any part of that around my holiday. And it's really putting a lot, you know, that we already are pressure filled for the holidays anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody knows how Thanksgiving went. Thanksgiving didn't go so well. I bailed out on my family at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will do it and because I didn't want to, nobody can make up their mind, so I don't want to go. Yep. Make it easy, simple. Make a decision, make things move. But this situation here, I don't want to have anything to deal with.
No,
I feel you.
And it seems like they uninvited themselves once they said, don't talk to my kid like that. If my kid's running around messing stuff up and somebody's correcting him, I'm saying thank you for letting me know.
Right.
And then I'm going to correct the situation with my son.
Do you get an attitude with the host or the homeowner because he wants to come up and tell you to get your kid? And then another thing, now that I'm thinking about it, they changed the poopy diaper and then just put it in the bathroom trash trash can.
No.
And then a couple of hours in after dinner, everybody's sitting around. We're trying to play games, trying to get the morale back up in the room. Then all of a sudden we're like, what the hell is that smell? And that just tells you right there, she don't even think. She's not even thinking, okay, I need to put this dirty diaper in the trash can that's outside. On the curb outside.
You
but no,
outside.
I'm going to put this dirty diaper in the trash can, in the bathroom, in the powder room on the lower level of my house.
Let me ask you though, Corey, did you confront them with all of this?
I haven't confronted them because they were, number one, she immediately goes on the defense anytime somebody says something to her that is in disagreement. They're very young. They're very naive. They're young parents. They've had a hard life. So I was trying to be patient with them. But everybody outside of those three individuals and my father agrees with the fact that they should not be welcome back for Christmas.
Okay. Then boom.
Everybody else, my sister, my mom, my dad's girlfriend, everybody agrees. They should not be back except for my dad. My dad is lobbying for them to come and be there because here's the caveat. If they're not there, they really don't have any other option for Christmas. But I can honestly see why.
Well, I think this is a perfect opportunity for them to grow as a family of three.
Yeah.
And start their own tradition of family Christmas with their family.
With their immediate family.
As in just them three. And if they want to invite anybody over, this is the perfect time for them to grow that.
Right.
Why do they have to latch on to everyone and glob on to other people? I hate globbers.
Because my dad is like, hey.
He is a globber.
Now, you got to realize, my dad.
What the?
Hey, watch yourself.
How am I a globber?
You are a globber on.
You glob on everything.
The network bought us drinks earlier today, and you went grocery shopping.
You did. They gave you an inch.
You took a mile.
You nudged. You took a mile.
That's not a globber, is it?
Yeah.
That's a globber. Okay, I'll be a globber then. F it.
But here's the thing. I feel bad that if they don't have Christmas.
No. Here's the thing. They got the kid.
Preach.
The kid needs to nap, and that's why he was acting a fool. That's what that is. I'm telling you, I've got a couple kids.
Okay.
And that kid was acting a fool, and these people were resentful that they had to be out in public during the kid's nap time.
Mm.
Because in their house, life revolves around nap time.
Probably.
But nobody else knows that. You know that. You got
I know it.
Kid.
Exactly. Nap time and Benadryl.
Exactly. And so they are resenting the fact that they've been parenting for 11 hours already today. Mm. That kid's not getting a nap, and other people are telling him he's acting a fool. I'm out in public with a kid. I'm done. Like, no.
Okay, so when you're going over to somebody else's house,
they should stay home and just let the kid nap.
Agreed. And here's the thing. Now that I'm thinking about it, as you were talking, Nikki, they were a surprise to the Christmas they ruined. My dad thought it would be a nice surprise to the whole family for them just to show up. Mm-hmm. We had no idea they were coming. We hadn't planned for a head count when it came to food or anything like that. My dad was just like, hey, look who I got. Surprise. And he thought everybody was going to be, oh, my God. But instead, we were like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you can like, hold your damn. You can hold your dad accountable every time they piss you off. Just step on your dad's foot.
No, because you know how I am. When if somebody pisses me off, I want to eradicate them out of my environment.
Why don't you just lay down the rules?
Why should I have to lay down the rules to adults?
Because not everybody.
You're
adult.
An adult,
hold
bro.
On, hold on. Because I work with people.
Me too.
Who are amazing.
Well, I used to actually. No, I'll say this because actually all the people I work with now are fantastic.
Yeah.
But I used to work with people that you had to lay the rules down with. You'd be like, "I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you think it is.
You don't show up 2 hours late to work and go into the computer and change that. That doesn't happen.
You don't show up 45 minutes late and then every day. You know what I mean? Like these are things you just don't do.
Right.
So sometimes you just lay down the rules. And unfortunately, people, adults, are sometimes no different than a child.
Yep.
You look at them and you think because they're an adult, because they're 30, 40, 50 years old, that they know that they got it together. Sometimes you look at somebody, the reality is that they're a dumb 12-year-old. That really never grew up, and there's still some stuff in there, and they have no idea what's going on.
I think that it is a poor thing, especially when there's no like decorum when you go over to somebody's house. No. You go over to somebody's house, they invited you for Christmas. It's the Christmas time. It's the Christmas spirit. You should have some type of decorum when you want to come and talk to somebody, or you need to make sure that, hey, if your badass kid is uncontrollable, don't bring your badass kid around everybody.
Okay, I would agree with you. I would say it should be expected during the holidays that you should be behaving. I mean, people should be behaving.
Right, or Santa won't bring you anything.
Right. But, if somebody thinks it's okay that their child misbehaves like that, and then the parent doesn't correct it, and it's on your nerves at your house, then I would think that the onus at that point would be on you to go, you know what? You know what? Your child is a pain in the ass.
And I would agree. That's why I said, did you check them? Because a lot of parents just don't know either.
Yeah.
That their kids
they don't.
Oh, no.
Especially this, Christmas, if they're drinking.
This crackhead knew, and we weren't drinking because my mama was there.
Okay, she was on crack.
This crackhead knew that her child was out of control and she didn't want to have nothing to do. And here's the reason. This is what I figured out. It's not that she didn't want to do anything about it. I don't think she knew what to do about it.
Because he was filled with Satan.
Oh.
And he was manifesting. And he was like, I'm going to take over the world.
I don't know. All I can say is the bottom line is this. They're out. I told my dad. My dad didn't like the fact that I said that they are out. But they're out. I'm not dealing with it. I don't want it around Christmas. And that's just the bottom line. And if anybody's feelings are hurt by that, you know what I say? Build a bridge. And get over it. Because my feelings get hurt every other day.
Really?
Yeah, they do. My feelings are hurt just sitting next to you because you just keep sitting there firing off farts and stuff like that. And we about to eat.
Well, lower the gain.
That ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you keep blowing ass over there in these nice plush seats we sat you in.
They are nice seats. Thank y'all for that.
Yeah. These are thrones. You notice how nice it is?
My Kegel is really relaxed right now, so I apologize.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's therapeutic.
Yes. My back is killing me right now because I'm sitting on this hunk of coal in this dark ass room by myself.
You are not by yourself. You are in the same area as the rest of us.
Where? Where, Sway? Where?
I would move the camera. Sure. Thank you, DA. Thank you, DA.
I think I could throw a football to that side.
Please don't. There's a lot of equipment really out here. Don't throw nothing.
Toss the glasses.
Oh, yeah. Toss my glasses. All right. Let's take a quick break right here. Hey, Mrs. C! We hungry. All right. We ready to go. It's the last segment of the show. We out of here. We ready. All right. On the other side of this, we eating, boys.
Oh yes,
we eating right here.
Let's
on.
Let's do it.
That means this gonna be
good. Okay.
This gonna be a quick ass break.
I was about to say you just made yourself at home, but this is your home.
It is my home. You're all here in my house.
We are, and we thank you for letting us be here. All right, folks, we'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying-ass brother. I know you guys... Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. You. Hey, everybody, this is. Why does it get harder now? All right, here we go. Hey, everybody, this is DJ Little D, Corey's little annoying ass brother. While I'm going to be doing my, so much coming at the same time. Hey, every little body. God damn. Hey, everybody. While I'm doing my movie, I see what other people go through. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D. Hey, everybody. DJ Little D here. Corey Little Annoying Brother. Hey, everybody. Also, you can check out the show. What do we have here? We got Stitcher, I believe. We got Stitcher. Oh, damn. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, buddy. I can't do this.
Thanks for stopping by. Now get out.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Oh, the sort of living. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Later on, we'll perspire as we dream by the fire. The faithful and free, the friends that we made walking in the winter wonderland.
My God.
Hey!
He did that in the cold weather with no tea.
Oh, no. Hey, Lady K. Oh. All right, Lady K, guess what? What? She just DM'd me. Guess what?
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 What? All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. As the food is being prepared, It's our cocktail hour. I got to tell you, at this portion of the show, this food is going to excite you, but we're going to relax you with Purple Mattress, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, for the holidays, you don't have to be uncomfortable like DT's Keister is right now. If he was sitting on a purple mattress, oh, his booty would be full of holly jolly Christmas. And you can be holly jolly Christmas all into the new year with your brand new purple mattress. Get started today at fatguyradioshow.com/purple mattress. Hey, in the snow, we'll build a snowman, and the snow will put a corn cob and a pipe.
Yeah, you hungry.
For the snow and
yeah, you hungry.
Chicken and the beans will be on in the snow and then the lane. Woo! Snow is glistening. Oh, there's food coming out. Oh, there's food coming out. Oh, Lord. Let me give y'all some of this. Look at this. Look at this here, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that plate of food right there from Mrs. C. All right, Mrs. C, you got to sit down and tell us what we're eating and talk about you some when you're done. Do what you do, and then you come back. There is bar. Oh, boys, what are we doing right now?
I already said a little prayer. I'm about to grub.
You know what? This is what, D.A., you got to host the show till she sat down.
You're right. So manners. Ghetto. Manners.
So here's a napkin because you're nasty.
These are napkins?
These are napkins. Hey.
I got them for I took them from my family's house.
Nice.
Oh, I thought those were wrapping paper squares.
And shout out to John's family. I love them so much. You guys are great supporters of this show.
No, actually, I think I got them for my kid's birthday.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you to the.
You go get the real.
All right. Can we have Mrs. C? Can we let Mrs. C sit down and do the big push here? All right, we're going to have a little music in the background.
I've never seen napkins with solar panels on them.
It's talking there. All right, Miss C, you just get comfortable in that seat.
Alexa, wipe my face.
Are we good?
There we go.
Now we'll be able to see you when we go to that shot. All right, Mrs. C, we are grubbing down. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, the show is brought to you by Miss C's at TasteMissC's.com. Missy, tell us what we are enjoying right now. Oh my gosh, we're gonna partake while you explain to us what's going on.
Okay, what you have on your plate, darling? You have baby back ribs.
Uh huh.
You have baked beans, baked macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
You have grilled corn with a little bit of Old Bay and Parmesan cheese and the honey cornbread. And good luck to y'all.
Oh, this is Christmas right here, boys.
Oh, it is. It's all. That's my gift to you.
Oh,
from my heart.
Oh my goodness. What do you think?
There's peppers in this beans.
There are peppers and onions.
That is delicious.
Kit, right?
You know,
right?
The mac and cheese is real when you pull it up.
Come on,
and you
now.
Got them strands coming
it
out.
Is,
you
bam.
Know it's real.
That's it. That's it.
I'm going to be the one that goes in for the corn.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even want to work anymore. This See, is delicious.
I told you.
So tell us about Mrs. C's. What does Mrs. C offer?
Well,
services and the new products that you've developed as well. Tell us about that while we got your food in our mouth.
I know. A right time.
Tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, we offer catering services, personal chef services, as well as we do festivals around the valley. And we're bringing to our services in 2019 the meal prep services. So meals like this, real food that you can eat and order throughout the week.
Yeah, what do you mean by meal prep services?
Well, meal prep services, we would actually put together a meal like that. We might put together like a meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cornbread.
Okay.
Right? And then we would prepare that for the week. We do baked spaghetti, but we cook real food. There's no sprigs and flowers on the food that we cook. We cook food that you
no
can really
sprigs
eat.
And flowers,
that's
ladies
it,
and gentlemen.
None of that. And it's targeted towards, you know, like busy moms and dads who really don't have time to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So we cook with the same level of love that you would. You just don't have the time.
Oh, so
this
true.
Is where we step in, and moms, dads, professionals, whoever needs our services, we're right there.
And one thing I can tell y'all, folks, as we are sitting here chewing. No salt or pepper is on this table.
Shut up.
Because you don't need no seasoning.
That's it.
You don't need no seasoning. When your food is seasoned properly in the kitchen, you shouldn't have no seasoning at the table.
Can I just say, these ribs are amazing.
Thank you.
I didn't even got to the ribs. I just murdered corn.
I just finished the ribs.
I am devouring this cornbread. I don't even like cornbread unless it's hot water cornbread.
Okay.
And this cornbread right now
right on.
Made me believe her.
That is ridiculous.
You.
Really, this is ridiculous. Mata Martha off the Facebook said, "Foodgasm or what? You damn right, foodgasm." Oh my goodness!
I am so glad you guys are enjoying that.
So we can get in contact with you on your website.
Yep, definitely on the website, tastemissies.com. Okay. There's a portal there where you can request our services, and of course we'll get right back with you. And you can also inbox me on Instagram as well as Facebook.
Give out your Instagram page.
So
there.
please, and if you're not already on Facebook watching this live, you need to get there.
What's your Instagram page? Because there's a lot of good stuff on there.
The Instagram page is Taste Miss C's. It's Taste Miss C's, and then the Facebook is Miss C's Homestyle.
And we are friends, and she's under. We're following her on Instagram, so if you can't find her, go through our Instagram page. You'll definitely get there.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about this corn? Sorry.
She's actually on the
last. I want to know about this corn.
She's actually on the last post that we just posted to our Instagram.
Okay. There you
she's
go.
Tagged on that post.
Oh, right on. We appreciate you guys.
DA wants to hear about the corn.
Okay. If we can lift his head up.
Oh, man.
She's over here, DA.
I'm sorry.
No.
My plate
you know
is
what?
Destroyed.
We prepared the corn, but what we add to it, I'm from the East Coast. Old Bay is a part of my life.
Okay. So that's the seafood seasoning, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So we sprinkle it with a little Old Bay, and then we hit it with the Parmesan cheese and just let it marinate after that.
This is Christmas, y'all.
So that's it. It is.
Pool in the background, barbecue in our mouths.
And that's it.
Well, you know what's crazy? We always have like ribs and stuff for Christmas anyway. It's like another Thanksgiving.
No, it is. That's becoming more and more popular. You know, I know in the Midwest, a lot of folks in that Midwest area, they're out there barbecuing.
Them damn beans. Good God, them damn beans, boys. Beans, man. My God.
That's it.
People listening like, what is going on?
I know.
Corey just had a foodgasm. The beans and that corn would put them in a bad place. Sorry.
And that's just the thing I say about the food. First of all, if you cook, there's that endless creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, you put your own touch in it. There's only one Pam in the universe. So you won't get this anywhere else. Right on. So that you just
the universe couldn't handle two Pams.
No, they couldn't.
Mm-mm. Couldn't handle two of you.
No, not at all.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking.
Cholesterol would be sky hot. I'm only kidding.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I visited, and I'm not gonna get emotional here, but this food is making me think back on my mama Vera, who we lost 3 years ago. She cooked food like this with a lot of love, a lot of compassion, and she cooked for the masses. There'd be no way she could just cook for one person, or she could just cook for herself. She cooked for the entire neighborhood. If it was breakfast, she'd have extra. She'd take it up the street. She'd take food up the street to a school, and she'd just like, hey, put this in your kitchen and give it to some kids. Just loving people through food. And when I'm sitting here and I'm eating what you prepared for us, Mrs. C, I am taken back to that moment. I'm taken back to that time where she would be just in her kitchen for hours and hours and hours and would just be humming and singing and praying.
And joyfully,
and just cooking and preparing food because she knew that she was going to be able to love somebody through her food. And quite often she would say, I don't have anything else to offer. I don't feel like I have a lot to offer. But what I can do is that I can feed you.
And that's it. And I connect with her completely. My food, I get this all the time. It's nostalgic. It is full of memory.
Yeah.
Because that's who I represent, that grandmother, sister, cousin, auntie. Somebody always had something on the stove ready to feed those that were hungry in the neighborhood. So I continue that on. I think that's, it's just really important, especially today. And, of course, food doesn't know any color or zone. You understand? Once you get good food, it doesn't matter who you are. So that's what we bring
and when food,
back to the world.
And when food transcends you to a place, I'm literally, I can close my eyes and I can see the doilies. I can see my grandma Vera in her U-shaped kitchen with the skylight and her little potted plants that sat above the sink that onlooked her backyard.
Wow.
And her white stove and the microwave and her big tamale pot. I'm transcended to that moment in time eating your food. And that's how you tell.
Yes.
You're eating quality. You're eating delicious food that is made with love. When it takes you from the place you're at to where you want to be in your memories and in your thoughts. And I'm just continuously just enjoying this, I'm thinking back on Grandma Blaze and her sitting in her project apartment at the Matthew Henson Projects, and she was shucking collard greens, pulling the stems out and peeling potatoes, you know what I mean? Or smelling up the whole neighborhood when she was cleaning chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not what she was preparing, it's but what she was doing. That moment in time, that memory that you looked at Grandma and you just saw her operating in an aura of love.
Mm-hmm.
When she was cleaning and doing all that she did.
Absolutely. And just what you describe, I prepare the food the same way. The very same way. I call it food integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's real food. Nothing's in a plastic bag. The potato salad, I done boiled and peeled every one of them.
Uh-huh.
Right on the collard greens. I don't make sure that it doesn't have that level of stem or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, I don't over my food because I care. I really do care about what I produce and what I feed to the
Let's take a quick moment here and go over and check DA's plate. DA, where you at?
And this is when
check.
I would be going to
Come
my second
now.
Plate.
Plate check.
I had to stop at the stock of the corn because I noticed if I went too deep into it,
right.
my teeth gonna hurt. But I honestly do need more ribs, though. I want you to chill right now. We'll talk after.
But real quick, let's go to a barbecue finger test over on camera 4 with DT. DT, how the barbecue finger is holding up over there, baby boy?
What?
DT totally forgot about producing this show.
You're right.
What show?
Levels, they good.
What's Fat Guy Radio Show? This is amazing. And Missy,
Thank you so much.
This is the greatest payoff. It's like when I approached Missy with this idea, I came to her and I said, hey, we want to do an outside show. I was talking to John and Nikki. I said, what do you guys think about bringing the whole show out. We've never done a live stream on location before. So this is a test for all of us. But once John and Nikki were on board, I called up Miss C and I said, hey, we want to do a Christmas show from in front of a pool, and we wanted you to come out and cook. And Miss C, without hesitation, I'll be there.
Nice.
She said, I'll be there.
Nice. I am so glad.
Right, yeah, me too. Right.
It's so worth it. Y'all talk to her so I can eat some.
That's it.
This food was magnificent.
Well, thank you guys. Again, like I said, this is just something, you know, we all have an assignment to do in our lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a thing we're supposed to give back to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, it is through cooking. You know, it's my...
It's your passion.
Ministry.
And it feels like it your
is,
passion.
It is a passion.
I can taste your passion.
And there's no work involved. The cooking for me is a zen mm-hmm. time in my life. I just melt away.
Yeah.
It's me, God, no seasonings, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay? Yep. I was just wondering how many times D.A. was going to say passion in one sentence. It's your passion. I feel your passion. Mm-hmm. I'm tasting the passion.
I taste
and
the
I can
passion.
Look and see that the passion is bubbling. In the beans.
The beans was one of the last things I tasted. I like to eat what I enjoy most the first.
Yeah.
Okay. So I enjoy macaroni and cheese. So I was like, mac and cheese. Mm.
Okay.
So and then I tried the ribs. I was like, I should have ate these first. And then I had the corn. I was like, I should have had this first.
So you're saying that you see Mrs. C's passion of the corn.
Oh, passion of the corn.
Passion of the corn.
Because it was Christ.
Hey.
If I had the peanut gallery, I would have hit it. But
oh, peanut gallery. Oh, you son of a bitch.
There we go.
Oh, screw you all.
Boo him.
Boo this man.
Hey,
you can dance too.
Right.
When you get Missy's food in you,
that's
you dance as well.
Do, right?
Yeah.
Make you want to sing, make you want to dance.
So the last time I had Missy's food was a couple of years ago. Corey, like, spur of the moment, said, hey, DT, we're going to go out.
Yeah.
And he took me to the brick and mortar spot that you had at one point. And since then, I will always bug him, like, hey, when can I get some more of that food? When's the next time we going to go? And, like, today just, like, really just brought me back. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Let's see. When we started planning this a few weeks ago.
Right.
Actually, almost a month ago.
Yeah.
And I finally got you cemented in to come out. And we got the whole sponsored stuff, all, you know, all the business crap out the way.
Right.
You should have seen how elated these boys got when I said you were coming.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like you told them that Naruto was coming to life.
Yes.
And was going to do a roundhouse kick in the face. They were that excited.
Yes.
They were that excited that you were that you were coming. And then that was my way on convincing John and Nikki to let us into the house. I said, well, we're going to bring food. And they said, we ain't got to cook. I said, all right, yeah, you ain't got to cook. Come on in. Come on in. You know what
I'm saying? It's all right. It's all good.
It is so... There's almost no words to explain what's behind the food, you know, and you see it in everything. And up on our Instagram, we put up a couple of little funny little clips earlier where Miss C, she just don't come and just cook for you. She decorate as well. She, you know.
Yeah, I'm not playing with it.
Brand placement. It was so funny because we were helping, you know, to pull the curtain back. We were helping unload things out of the, you know, out of the cartoon size. You know, she travels with a space shuttle. To get barbecue to you.
Yeah, she does.
And you know when you got to get city ordinance permits for her to bring her barbecue grill.
You know it's real.
You know it's real.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the reason why she travels in a space shuttle is because this barbecue is out of this world.
Oh,
I saw where you were going. I saw where you were going. Okay.
To infinity and beyond.
That's it.
But it was I forgot what I was saying. Because I just got a piece of a rib just came back up from my teeth and it hit my palate and my palate said, oh.
Well, you're saying there's no words to explain it, but, you know, not to sound cliche, it really is soul food.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a soul food.
The true essence.
Straight from the heart.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And I think, you know, as people eat my food and, you know, get a chance to meet with me as well, they understand that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Again, we are an alternative to the fast and processed foods that are out there.
Real
this is
food.
Why
you can't buy this anywhere.
Yeah. Right. This is why we exist, because we want to be a different offering.
Mm-hmm.
What I do already know, done some research, like pizza, Italian food, sandwiches, and Chinese food are the most delivered foods out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of room for a home style cooking, right?
Yeah.
So this is what we definitely want, you know, want to bring to the table in 2019.
And everybody knows I have eaten at 5-star Michelin restaurants.
Michelin.
I have toured the state in search for the best barbecue. DT, you remember that?
I do.
We did a whole series of videos on my blog looking for the best barbecue. No one can do it like this. And what all started the barbecue search was when I went to Dallas, Texas, and I had barbecue. I thought what I was getting from, let's just say, that place that's on I-17 and Dunlap, yeah, I thought that was good barbecue. It was boiled meat. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Mm-mm. I found a couple of places down in Chandler off I-10 and Elliott. A couple places down there. They said they had good barbecue. Nope, it was overly processed barbecue.
See.
And it hurt my feelings. And then when I went to Dallas and I had real barbecue, I said nothing will ever match what I found in Dallas, Texas, until I met Mrs. C. And just real quick, because I know we're up on the end of the show, Mrs. C, how you and I met is a funny story within itself. We just happened to have a mutual friend that was graduating from Grand Canyon University.
Exactly.
And we were both attending her graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
And Mrs. C looked at me and she says, I'm a caterer. I do barbecue. Here's my card. Right. And I looked at her and I said, I'm talking to the internet. Here's my card. And it was a match made in heaven from that point. And it was just a connection. We sat next to each other and cut up in GCU Arena at the time. I'm surprised that I work there now. Right, but this was that long. This is how long ago it was, because I wasn't even an employee at the time.
Oh, wow.
But we just sat there and we just cut up next to each other and just had a really good, fun time. And it was a connection. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't connect with her because of what her business could do for my business.
Right.
And she didn't connect with me for what my business could do for her business. What connected was the souls and the spirits and the realness between Mrs. C. And it was just like I had met a friend that I didn't know I had.
Agreed.
You know,
that's powerful. You know, you look back and you wonder about these paths that cross in your lifetime. You know what I'm saying? How did we get here? But that's just the amazing.
It was thing it, about to it. Steal a word from Alicia Keys. When we met, it was like divinity entered into the room, where it was that appointed time and space that was intended for us to meet each other.
Exactly.
And it had to happen. There was no way around it. And it's been, and we've got realized that we have many, many mutual friends.
Right.
Many, many mutual friends going all the way back. Even Joy Washington was on earlier today, and she's got a connection over into Mama's house, and we just got it's just all intertwined, and we were running in the same circles and didn't know we was running in the same circles. Now DA, I know you don't picture me running.
I don't.
I was walking, but it was in the same circle.
I picture the circle when I picture you, but I don't picture the running.
Like grandma used to say, don't let the circle be unbroken. By and by, Lord, by
that's
and
that,
by.
That's that him.
That's an old Negro spiritual.
Yeah, it is.
All right, boys, you full?
Yeah.
Do you know this?
No.
No. I'm not full.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I got you, baby. You're always cooking.
I'm waiting for this like for the show to end so I can go get Mo.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many times you been home and mama said we done run out? That don't happen.
No, it don't.
Come on, baby. We got more
for you.
Find us. We wish you a Merry Christmas so we can get out of here.
Literally just play that one.
No, from like a singer person.
Oh, you want me? Okay, I got you.
Find Ja Rules.
Ja, how about I get
Wait, ain't there some? Who just did one? A rapper did a Christmas. No, don't go there.
Why? Because he's a rapper?
Yeah, because he's a rapper and he's black. Here's the thing.
How you gonna sit here talking about soul food?
Don't you see who?
Call him out, Jerry Seinfeld.
What is up with all these black people around the holidays? I tell you one thing. This is a time, DA. This is a time. Hold it for a minute. This is a time that I wish we had a whole full crew. because I don't want to break none of this stuff down. I just want to go in the kitchen and eat.
Let's do that and leave the stuff here and pick it up next week.
No, nah, because John didn't pond it all. All right, now that's the cue. That's the cue to get out of here.
No idea what this year has been like.
All, all right, well, thank you again, Mrs. C's at tastemissc.com.
My heart to you.
Thank you.
My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time on this show. Again, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about it. Today's show was brought to you by Miss C's at tastemissc.com. Book your next catering party or event. Tastemissc.com. Cooking real food for real people. And also, special thank you to John and Nikki for opening up their home and supporting this show since year one. They have supported us since year one. So we thank them and we love them so much. So we love you, John.
You're back. You're right here.
All right, folks. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises. Even late Christmas gifts are okay. To box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor,
Doug
the DA, Andrew, Little D in absentia. For Mrs. C, John, and Nikki, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. Start the track over again. Hey.
I thought y'all was doing that already.
Calm down. I didn't hear nothing.
It takes a minute.
End of the show, and he's just like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. Thank you.
Freeze frame that look.
Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply look them dead in the eye and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
We won't go until we get some. So bring some out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you